Like to say hello to Dr. John Syracuse here in the big studio with me this morning.
Oh, really? When did he get in?
Well, he flew in.
That's right. He brought the chopper in from Newfane
yes,
this morning.
That's right. The Newfane Express.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah. John, you know, we enjoy our monthly visits with you, and it's always a great time. Lots of information gets passed along. And, of course, this year, 2024, is the bicentennial for the town of Newfane. And so I have a question for you just to kick things off here.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember what Newfane stands for?
New Church.
Wow. Very good. What was that? 2 years ago we went over that, right?
I know. I go to bed at night remembering that.
Studying.
I can at least sleep with one eye closed now.
Very good, yeah. So, anyways, John Syracuse, town supervisor of Newfane, and lots of things are getting ready to crank up here. We're not that far away from a great season in Olcott Beach and around Newfane, and some additions to the marina, I understand. Also, a couple of new shops on the boardwalk, right?
Yeah, we're excited about what's going on in Olcott and Newfane. We did have our second year of the Northern Pier Restaurant in the Old Harbor Resort area. He's doing a great job, Brian. Our hats are off to him. Up in Olcott, of course, we've been talking about at the shops there, the Lakeview Village Fair shops. We've been talking about Brownies coming on over, so we're excited about that.
Now, what is Brownies?
Brownies is a ice cream food court. They've made their name over in Wilson, but we won't hold that against them. No, great people, and they run a great facility, and we're excited to have them as part of our shops on Main. And then we also have May 18th, I was asked, along with some other electeds, to participate in a ribbon cutting. It's been long awaited. The gentleman, Paul Hartigan, who brings in the Ferris wheel in Olcott, he is opening up his Goodies ice cream shop, and I tell you, the gelato that he has, it's going to be just a great compliment to the rest of the establishments down there. You know, nobody's doing gelato. His lemonade, his frozen popsicles. He's gone to so many ice cream schools, I'm surprised he could still fit in the door. But
Now, does he have anything to do with the Clam Shack?
TW's Clam, Juicy Clam Shack is really, they're doing well. I've eaten there a few times and I enjoy the food and the company. And they've, interesting story about Captain Broadwell down there. You got to check it out. It's legendary. Captain Broadwell, as I understand it, was the best clam digger west of the Mississippi. And when you pass by his photo in the shop, you got to tip your hat. It's customary.
Oh.
So, very interesting. Interesting stuff.
So some of us have not had an opportunity to be up there quite yet. Is it just clams, or does he have other seafood, or what?
Clams, fresh, steamed, corn boiled, potatoes, shrimp, crawfish. So it's that that kind of boil theme, and he does a great job. And he's got a nice nice deck out there, overlooking nice scenery there. So I'm excited for him. I think it's a great addition. Again, just another compliment to the restaurant down there, the restaurant industry that we're trying to develop. You know, it's hard when you know, you want people to come down to your restaurant district when you don't have a variety of restaurants. It's hard to have a district without, you know, complimentary establishments. So, you know, the big deal is Brownies at the Lakeview Village shops. DW's Juicy Clam Shack, that's a great addition. Northern Pier on the other side of the harbor, nice sit-down place, great food, paying attention to detail on the plate when it comes out. It's really nice. Really nice. We're working as quickly as we can. I think everybody realizes what the weather's done to their own landscaping plans, but
yep.
Our highway department, our stakeholders, they're all working as feverishly as we can. We're really excited to kick off this year. We've got some work left to do at the shops personally, or, you know, as a town level. You know, we're looking to put in some flat work over there. Our highway department has reconstructed, if you will, the grassy parking lot just south of the shops. They've laid stone down, and we'll be looking to put a binder on probably mid-May.
Nice.
And we'll stripe that. You know, we got some improvements going on in inland in the town there. The town does own a parking lot behind Bill's Diner, so we're looking to really improve that as well.
We got some
bumps in there. It's not striped, and you know, I've met with some individuals with disabilities that have been really patient with the town of Newfane. So we've assured them that we will stripe that accordingly, so those individuals with disabilities will have a nice place to park. You know, and we're getting our seasonal help ready. We have our lifeguards all in place.
Oh, excellent.
They're just finishing up or starting some of their training that they need. Mm-hmm. We got some really good individuals that are excited, some newcomers and some seasoned vets. So it'll be a great year up there. But we're doing some work in the marina. We had our highway department. They did a great job. Hats off to Glenn Klump and the crew there. We resided our management office there. It was, if you recall, kind of stained with a few different colors of stain, 50 shades of stain, I'd call it. But it looks really good. Really nice nautical theme there. The gray, light gray, and we'll be repainting the pavilion up there as well to match.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on the fish cleaning station. We're hopeful to get that squared away next year, but we're going to limp it through this year and come and clean your fish, and we'll make sure that it's fully functional. Probably one of the biggest things that we've done this early season is the town board last night approved unanimously of a quote for a kayak launch.
Oh.
So we're really excited about that. We're going to be, the award recipient was Anchor Marine out of, I think they're out of Buffalo. And they're going to be putting in a nice kayak launch for us. It's well needed. You know, it's more than overdue to provide kayaking for the 18 Mile Creek Corridor, Lake Ontario. It's just a growing growing sport, if you will. I know even sport fishing, I know Bill Hiltz wrote an article, I think, latter part of last year regarding kayak fishing, and I know I've been talking with Frank Campbell. I know he's been on here. He's a great guest here, and talking about different kinds of tournaments, kayak tournaments. We certainly have a lot of business down there through the kayaking, and it's not just about fishing. It's about just enjoying the scenery, going up 18 Mile Creek, birding, or just watching all the other any of the other animals that are around in the fish, and just a nice quiet paddle. It's a great paddle. Certainly a little bit easier going down going towards Lake Ontario than heading towards the dam, you know. But make it to the dam, you can make it back home. So,
right.
So we're really excited about that. We're hopeful this morning we'll get a check out to Anchor for half down, and then we'll work on scheduling the date, and we're hopeful to get that in as quickly as possible.
Mm. I'm curious, with the access for kayakers now that will be coming, whether it's going to be more concentrated of recreational kayaking or kayak fishing. Now, the reason I mention that, Eric, I don't think we've talked about this, but back in February, we were both at the Greater Niagara Fishing Expo up in Niagara Falls, and they had a huge kayak on display up there. I don't know if you saw it, but it had all of this heavy professional rigging on it.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'd never imagined anything quite like that to make it possible to do some heavy-duty fishing from your kayak.
Well, it does take kayaking to the next level.
Yeah, it does.
This is not your mother's kayak.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have it located strategically. That's in a protected area that won't clog up the motorized boats, mm-hmm. but it'll be a great area to give them privacy. Nobody's going to be in the way of them. So we've walked the marina and strategically put some really you know, working with Councilman Coleman. You know, I think in the years past, it was the dilemma of what to do with this. Okay, we got to get on to something else. Let's figure it out. So right now, you know, we've been able to do this. Essentially, it's just going to be adjacent to the in and out ramps, protected in that that area. I guess we'd call like charter captain's row or square. It's to the north. It's the furthest north part of the marina. That if you can envision, you know, a nice squared area. So they'll have access in and out in that area, away from the busy in and out docks for the larger boats. Of course, they're still welcome to put in there if they wish, but it'll be so much easier with a specified kayak launch for everybody, kayak canoe launch. It's going to be great.
We're talking with John Syracuse this morning. Dr. Syracuse is the town supervisor for Newfane. And so good morning once again, John.
Good morning. Thanks again for having me. I really do enjoy this and talking about all the good things going on in Newfane.
Yeah. Do you remember a bunch of years ago when it was before Eric came on board, and once in a while you would actually co-host with me?
That, you know, I think about that when I walk out of here. That was some really cool time, sitting in Eric's chair, and you know, times have changed too. It's very difficult to do that, but it was a nice time. You really had me grow here. I'd never thought that I'd be a co-host, quote unquote. It was a fun time.
Yeah, it was. We had some good mornings together here on the radio, and I remember you had your group of women up in Wilson that would follow you. They'd want to know whenever you were going to be on.
Oh, it was my triple barbs.
That's
it was
right.
Triple barbs.
Yeah, that's right.
Barb from Lewiston, Barb from Cambria.
Yeah.
Great times, man. I still see the gals. Yeah, we have fun together.
Yeah, very good. All right. Yeah. So speaking of having fun, this is the bicentennial year for the town of Newfane. And I understand one of the activities that's going to be taking place is going to be the opening of the time capsule from the sesquicentennial. And do you have any idea, John, where it is?
We're looking feverishly for it.
Is it anywhere near Williamsville North?
Yeah. We're looking for it. We've got our divining rod out and our we've got an APB out. The sheriff's been looking for it as well.
Hit the dogs! Hit the dogs!
His canine unit's looking for it. But yeah, we're as most of your audience knows or hope to know by now is that the bicentennial this year, as with some other local municipalities, but ours is we're celebrating ours throughout the year at various functions. And you know, our next function coming up, of course, we kicked it off with our dinner at the Alcott Fire Hall. That was a great success, and we're building on that. So on Sunday, May 19th, the 46th Apple Blossom Festival is where we will be taking our time capsule by horse and carriage to wherever it's located, and putting it, driving it down to having the horses draw it over to the Historical Society grounds on the West Creek Road. So, you know, we're looking for to have great weather. We're depending on WLVL to deliver the great weather, and I've been told that Eric will be remote there.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
So okay, so let's find out. Do you know what time of day that the opening of the capsule is going to be?
Well, I don't have that right now. I think we're still trying to tidy up some things, but I would
find it first.
Yeah. Whenever Sheriff Filicetti gets back to me, we'll figure.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking was,
I would think it's going to be, you know, around that noonish one time, you know, something like that.
So what I was thinking was, wouldn't it be great, since Eric's going to be out there broadcasting live, wouldn't it be great to have the capsule open while Eric was there, and he could do a play-by-play?
And we could put him in it and pull it out. the next
50 years from now, pull me out.
Yeah. We'll have Rutland's put a few seals on it, and we'll you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it'll be
Richie,
good.
Richie, give me some cheese, please. Yeah. Give me some cheese and crackers. It's going to be a long wait.
Oh, we're coming off the rails here.
Yeah, yeah, I'll say. So. Anyways, yeah, no, Eric is, you know, he was taking on the responsibilities of our sports director here at WLVL just a couple of years ago now. So he's practicing his play-by-play talents. And I just thought that that would be a great opportunity for him to hone his skills.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Yeah, there's got to be some exciting goodies that are in there, again, once we find it. But that's all on the sheriff. We'll leave it on him.
Yeah, I could tell you a story about something that's buried underneath the property here at 320 Michigan Street. But yeah. we won't get into that right
that's
now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking offline too. We had a you had a question from one of your listeners.
The question was what's up with the fuel docks in Olcott? Is it?
Yeah, last I believe it was last year. We put that out for a quote, and we replaced the gas dock. We hardened it up. We extended it just a little bit. And that's all been improved. So you don't have that wonky, wobbly, unsecured gas dock. So it's all ready to go. It looks great. And we were excited to do that. That was one of those projects as well that things needed to be done, you know, a few years before they were. So,
right.
You know, but the chaos of post-COVID, all of that stuff, really wreaking havoc on businesses in general, municipalities as well.
Yeah.
So we're catching up on all of that.
It's done now, so that's the important part.
Yeah, and, yep. And people really, really appreciate that. You know, they're seeing the improvements that we've done over the last couple of years. We got a few more left that we're going to be doing. You know, as you go down to the marina, you should take a look at some of the improvements that we're doing, and you know, it's great that the town board is on board with those improvements, and we got a good staff down there at the marina, Nick Glosser and his crew. So they're paying attention. We're listening to them too, as you know, coming out of Newfane, it's important that all the department heads provide good information back to headquarters, if you will, so that we can adapt and respond and react and proact some of these things.
Right, and as you said, you know, the shareholders, the stakeholders, yeah. You know, the public, you know, they are getting a return on their investments.
You know,
there's a huge return on our tax dollar investment. There's no question about that, with the fishing industry just booming and blossoming here in the Western New York area here. It's what was it, $60 million?
$60 million, yeah, 58,
last year. So that's right in the county of Niagara. So that's good stuff, and it's really shines a really bright, shining light on this area, and it's glad.
You know, it really does, and again, not just brownies at the Lakeview Village Fair shops. You know, we've got Mama's Mission, which is new this year. It's meals made easier, dried meals. I had the pleasure of having the one of their meals. It was great. It was a broccoli cheddar soup, prepackaged, and all you needed to do is add one or two ingredients, and you had a nice crock pot meal and tasty stuff. And certainly no stranger to the shops there. We have another expansion of Gifts at the Beach. We now have a Christmas gift box at the beach. It's open year round. It's Christmas items, Christmas gifts, ornaments, etc. And I think you'll really enjoy that. It's a classy place. All of them.
Go back to the one where they have the prepackaged. Is it like a freeze dried?
You know,
soup thing that you use in the crock pot.
You know, it's meals made easier.
Meals made easier. Okay.
Yeah, Mama's Mission, and they are dried. I'm not too sure freeze. You know, I guess you would look at it like that. You know, similar to freeze dried, and you they're vacuum sealed, and you know, certain there's a great variety there. That one just caught my eye, and. You know, they really look like they're doing a great job.
All right.
Yep.
Very good. 8:27 on this Thursday morning. It is Wake Up Niagara. If you're just joining us, our guest this morning, John Syracuse, Newfane Town Supervisor. And we've been talking about some of the activities around the Bicentennial. We've been talking about some of the improvements around Olcott Beach and around the town of Newfane. And John, where do you want to go?
Well, good morning again. So the kickoff for all the events down there in Olcott, specifically at the shops, Saturday, May 14th, is the opening weekend. Saturday the 4th and May 5th is the opening weekend for the Lakeview Village shops. And as again in the earlier segments, we spoke a little bit about all the shops that are down there. Come on down. It's open season. So, of course, then the big kickoff, all of it is prepping for our Memorial Day. As with everyone else, that's kind of the official, unofficial day of summer, and of course, certainly focusing on Memorial Day itself, remembering those men and women who've since passed through the various armed forces. So, it's a great day of remembrance and also reminding us of how blessed we have being able to have our summer that maybe others don't have. So,
right.
Great day. Great day to be out there.
It's always a great day to be out there.
Yeah.
Let's face it, a bad day at the beach is still better than a good day at work.
That's right. So, on Sunday, May 19th, again, we spoke about our 46th annual Apple Blossom Festival. That starts at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And again, we'll be parading our time capsule over to the grounds on West Creek, 2685 West Creek Road. We're just kind of doing some fine-tuning, weather permitting.
I heard a rumor that the lifeguards are in place for this season at the beach.
Yep, we have the lifeguards just finishing up some of their training. We have, what we've done historically through the town is assigning different areas for each of the council members. So we have our very own Pete Robinson, Councilman Pete Robinson. He kind of manages the Olcott Beach. We got Robert Hornberg managing the Olcott Village shops, Lakeview Village Fair. Councilwoman Neidlinger, she is a liaison with the Newfane Business Association, all things kind of inland, if you will. She does a great job, as do the volunteers that help the gardening along Main Street, the base of all our trees. And then, of course, we've got Rick Coleman, who is overseeing the marina. So we have everybody kind of stationed strategically for the community. We just got to fit Pete Robinson with the lifeguard shirt, and I think he told me 5X. He's not is he just a big dude? He's just a big dude. I mean,
yeah, he is.
I love the guy.
Great dude.
5X. I think we got to go to like Carpet Collection and get something like that. Pete, sorry, Pete, if you're still listening, don't kill me. He's gonna squish me like a grape. But next time, he sees
me. Oh my goodness. But the one thing is, when we were up there for the polar bear swim for sight, Pete came over to the stairs. And, Eric, I didn't see Pete Robinson actually go in the water. Did he or didn't he?
I don't believe he did.
Yeah.
He's getting ready. He's training.
Okay. He's in training.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to, some of those of us who are experienced now at taking the plunge, we'll have to talk to Mr. Robinson.
We got to get him out far, though. I mean, he's like, 6.5 feet tall? I mean, he can't.
He can walk
halfway. No diving.
He can walk halfway to Canada.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's our gentle giant. He's the gatekeeper for the southern district of the town of Newfane on 104. We were teasing him last night. He's got a great heart and a good spirit, and he's a fun guy. So we're the town of Newfane is blessed to have him and the town board that we do have. You know, Robert and Susan and Rick Coleman. So we all work well together. So.
Yep, there very is good. The community's interest at heart.
Yep. Carousel Park will open May 25th, Saturday, May 25th. And
what about the Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel, that's getting ready to open. He's got his he's focusing on his Goody's ice cream stand there with his gelato. We talked about him. Paul's got a few things going on, and we're excited about him opening up his shop. It's been long awaited, like I said, I got to taste a few of the ice cream flavors, the gelato, and it's smooth. It's smooth. Really good.
Yeah. So I understand that each season you and Regina kick off the Ferris wheel season.
Yeah, we
the
make
two
out.
Of you make your rounds up and around and everything.
Yeah, and we get on top. We go up to the Ferris wheel up as high as we can, and we kick it off with a ceremonial smooch, and kicks off the season. Yeah,
nothing better than a ceremonial smooch.
There you go, right?
Yeah, baby.
So, practice. we talked earlier too, and I know that not to really continue to drag this on, to talk about this, but we did lose the town of Newfane lost a great sport fishing charter captain, Bob Sinelli. You know, over the last week we had our flag lowered to half staff in memoriam of him, and we just pray that his wife Karen hangs tough in there, and know that both of them are in our prayers. It's a tough go there for Bob towards the end, but we'll miss him. He had a lot of knowledge there. He was a great servant in the sport fishing arena, past president of the Niagara County Fisheries Advisory Board, and really just the guy who just procured the sport fishing, increased the length of some of these tournaments around here. He's brought us the Buffalo Sabres alumni tournament. His one of his thoughts was coming up with the VIP sport fishing event that brings all electeds, stakeholders out. We have a nice lunch. He was big in supporting that event. So he'll be missed, but not forgotten. And our prayers are out with his lovely wife Karen as she picks up the pieces, and it's great reminder of how important individuals such as Bob were to our community.
Yeah. Well, we talked on Tuesday with Frank Campbell and Bill Hiltz Jr. as well. And as I mentioned, I never met the man, but I've heard a lot of great things. And, of course, you all knew him very well. And I think, Eric, wasn't the outdoor show devoted to Bob Sinelli?
It was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was a fabulous tribute to the contributions that he had made to the community throughout the course of his life.
And a lot of things were settled gone fishing with him, and he'd have his boat open anytime he'd have something that the fisheries, needed addressed at the state level or that. He'd say, John, let's go fishing. And then we'd get Senator Ort or Assemblyman Norris, and we'd hammer out some things. And, but it was... some people you bump into in your life really special, and he did an awful lot for me personally, and he wore his heart on his sleeve for Newfane All Kit.
All right. Yep. 8:53 is our time. One other quick question, John. We do have a break before we get into Trivia Teaser, but Thursday, a week from today, is National Day of Prayer. And is there going to be a gathering in the town of Newfane somewhere?
At Grace Bible Church, 7 p.m. on May 2nd.
Okay.
In the lower fellowship room, there'll be a gathering for any of those that any of those individuals that wish to pray for their community, pray for their leaders, pray for the country, and just pray for individuals throughout throughout our community, even throughout the world, our president, et cetera. Yes.
Yeah. Good. So we'll get details from you on that, because Eric and I have been talking about the prayer gathering in Cambria and then here in Lockport next Thursday as well. So we'll be happy to add Newfane to the list.
Great. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Yep.